This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Our next guests are here to preview tomorrow night's forum titled The Legislative Process and Advocating for Change. Welcome, Terry Tibbett and Crystal Borland.
Hey, thanks for having us.
It's nice to have you here. So let's see, Crystal Borland, you're the executive director of NAMI Juno, right?
That's correct.
Terry, you have a few hats. Advocacy coordinator for the Alaska Mental Health Trust.
No trust. No. Yeah, you better not get that. Okay,
so. Alaska Mental Health Board.
And Advisory Board on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. Those two together.
All right. Well, it's nice to have you both here. Again, tomorrow night's forum is titled The Legislative Process and Advocating for Change. Crystal, should we start with you, NAMI Juno, and how this came to be?
Yeah, so NAMI Juno, we're the local affiliate of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And here in our community, we're providing mental health education, support, and advocacy work. So we offer things like free classes and support groups to help people better manage mental health conditions, and we provide support for family members as well. And Inside Passages is a program we started over 5 years ago now, and this is an opportunity for people in the community to learn about different topics on mental health and wellness. And so during the winter months, each month we switch speakers and topics, but they're always under kind of the theme of mental health and wellness. And this week we're focusing on advocacy, which is so appropriate as session starts tomorrow.
Okay. Terry, tell us a little bit about your work here in the state, and then we can get to this forum.
Sure. So as the advocacy coordinator for the Mental Health Board and the Drug and Alcohol Board, also I coordinate a joint advocacy effort that does include the Mental Health Trust and the Alaska Commission on Aging and the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education. So all these partner advisory boards to the Mental Health Trust, my job is to help get voices to policymakers, to decision makers. So like voices of people with mental illness, people, family members, providers of services, administrators, anybody who has an interest in seeing life get better for people with disabilities. That is my job, is to get those folks talking to their policymakers.
Got it. What's one example of something you've advocated for recently that we might be able to relate with?
Well, substance misuse across beneficiary groups. So all the beneficiary groups, people with intellectual developmental disabilities, people with mental illness, people who are aging, there is a rising problem of substance misuse with all those different groups. And so that's one thing what we try to do is educate people about what are some of those issues, what are some of the numbers related to that, what are some of the barriers to solving the problem, and then also then what are some of the solutions? How can we get in there and really really understand the problem and work to solve it if possible?
Okay.
That's an example.
Tomorrow night's forum, The Legislative Process and Advocating for Change. Again, it's 5:15 to 6:45 in JAMI's new conference room. How would you describe how to get there, Crystal?
Sure. So on Glacier Highway, you would go right past the turnoff towards the hospital, and JAMI just sits across from the Twin Lakes parking lot, and that's their main campus, and their new conference room is just the building behind that first building as you turn in kind of at the parking lot level. And so it's has lots of windows so you can see in, and we'll see people sitting there. So JAMI hosts the spot, and then this is a partnership program between Juno Youth Services and then also funding from the Alaska Mental Trust to put this program on. And there's more details for location too at namijuno.org if people are a little confused about where that is.
Okay. You already touched on this a little bit, Terry, but the title again is The Legislative Process and Advocating for Change. Who would benefit from coming tomorrow night?
Definitely people with lived experience of mental illness, family members, providers of services, direct service providers or case managers, anyone who works with people who have mental illness. And I'm focusing now on mental illness because NAMI is sponsoring it and their focus is on mental illness. But it could be anyone who has a family member or who has a disability of any kind who is looking for how to get their story out how to tell their story in a short and sweet way, because if you're going up to the legislature and you're going to meet with a policymaker, you're not going to have, you know, a 45 minutes to kind of do the whole, you know, drill down of your life story. You've got to find a way to get it done in like 2 or 3 minutes. If you're going to testify at a public hearing, same thing. You usually have 2 or 3 minutes to testify. So how do you tell your story to get the most impact? That's sort of the core of what we're talking about at this thing tomorrow, at this presentation tomorrow. But also we'll be touching base on, you know, the legislative process. What are some of the meetings that are happening, or not what meetings, but like how to access the process, how to get in on those meetings, how to pay attention from home, how to do advocacy from home. And then also we do have a distribution network that we inform people kind of what's happening. We track what's happening in the legislature, and then we try to get that information out to folks so that they can track along with us.
Is it an accessible thing if somebody does want to meet their legislator? Is it possible, and do you recommend it?
Oh, definitely possible, and I definitely recommend it. I mean, I was a legislative aide for 10 years, and I worked in an office, and people would come to us, and we'd get, you know, oil executives, mining executives, and people, you know, with charts and reports and all these things. But and that was good and was very important and informative. But I'll tell you, almost without exception, the people who came in with a personal story, who maybe came from the district, whatever the story was on it, whatever, there was an education topic or a transportation topic or a health topic, when they sat and told their story of how policies or budget decisions impact them individually, it's just it was just way more powerful, way more interesting to the policymaker. And so, yes, not only is it recommended, but it's really easy to do. You just call them up and you make an appointment. You go in and you talk about what matters to you. And I always tell people, you're the expert of your story. So nobody else is an expert. So you don't have to walk in feeling, oh, well, I don't know anything, or I'm not qualified to have this meeting. No. You are qualified because you know your story. You know what impacts you, and you know what you need to have a better life or whatever. And you can go talk to your policymaker and be the expert of your story and have confidence in that.
I'm sure you'll get into this in detail tomorrow night, but what's one piece of advice you give an individual like this in getting their story down to that 3 to 5 minute presentation? Because that's not easy, is it?
Yeah, no, it isn't for a lot of people. But we have a little format, an introduction, 2 sentences. Hi, my name is X, and I live in X, and I'm here to talk about Y. Okay, so you get 2 or 3 sentences of an introduction, and then maybe 5 to 15 sentences telling a little bit of your background, like kind of some of the challenges that you've experienced, but most importantly, some of the successes that you've experienced, because you want to give the policymaker hope that there could be some solutions, and you're a living example of how this or that served you. And then you have your end, you know, your close, basically, where you say what you want them to do. Or if you work for a nonprofit and you can't ask for anything specific, just ask the policymaker to understand your plight and people like you, and you know, approach it like an educational opportunity, and then, of course, say thank you.
That's the voice of Terry Tibbett. She's presenting The Legislative Process and Advocating for Change tomorrow night. Crystal Borland, can you give us the details again on tomorrow night?
Yeah, so tomorrow, 5:15 p.m., and we meet at JAMI Health and Wellness over in the Salmon Creek area. And if you're looking for more information, you can go to namijuno.org. And look for details on our homepage. Also, if you can't make it tonight, but you're really interested in this topic tomorrow night, thank you, Terry, you can go to NAMI Juno's website, and we have a way for you to connect to advocacy alerts, which are often advocacy alerts from the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. So also on their website, you can access advocacy information.
Can I give a website too? So if people do want to be able to track legislation, excuse me, and follow along with what's happening with the legislature related to people with disabilities, you can go to the Mental Health Trust Authority's website and click on, it's Alaska www.alaskamentalhealthtrust.org/joint advocacy, one word. And they have it. You can sign up for action alerts. You can sign up for legislative tracking spreadsheets. And Crystal, somebody who goes to our Friday teleconferences, which we have every Friday during the legislative session, just to kind of report out what we observe happening in the legislature.
And for our listeners, I will put links to everything that these two just said at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon if you need a reminder. Otherwise, meet Terry Tibbett tomorrow night, 5:15, for the legislative process and advocating for change, as well as Crystal Borland, Executive Director of NAMI. Thank you both so much for coming on the show. Anything else you'd like to add?
Thanks for having us, Scott.
Thanks.
Thank you. We'll be right back.